Well, hello, radio listeners. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Thrift Shop features a flexible, evolving playlist. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting from the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. It's a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs. Every broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist and occasional themes that delve into the Thrift Shop music library. We started off today's broadcast with Mr. Ray Carman from his 1993 release, Bubblegum Buddha. We heard Beach Blanket Bookmobile. And on this broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop, we will be exploring indie folk, indie pop, and indie rock music from the past four decades.
Bye. skip through the park. Maybe with odd lesson deeds we'll explore like we do. I'm Lewis, your Clark, making amends with me seating in ordinate rules. When you see me forming into your twin, I know you'll switch to one who's holding the pin. There in your white lodge, shining and clean, this is your nightmare up on the screen. We'll secretly talk, blinded by motive, repeating your token refrains. I'll brazenly mock all of your family's needs to be torn at the seams. When you see me storming into your lair, you'll be so terse, in fact you won't even care. There in your white maze, frozen and green, this is your nightmare up on the screen.
Going back to 2010, the Agony Aunts from their release Greater Miranda, that was Evergreen Park. And before that, from just a few years ago, Bobby Ratton and The Sky Beyond the Sky. And that's him recording as Lightning in a Twilight Hour, released in 2016. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, this is the Radio Thrift Shop, and in this edition, we're focusing on indie pop, indie folk, and indie rock music.
Well, these days, if you want to keep something cool, you just open your freezer. But it used to be that if you wanted a block of ice, you had to chop it out of a frozen lake. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of ice being cut out of Green Lake near Tully, New York, where they have an ice harvest festival every February. Eleanor Preston is president of the Tully Area Historical Society. She remembers when folks kept their perishable food in a wooden ice box, cooled by big blocks of ice that were delivered house to house.
The ice box was always in the back room, and one of the big jobs that you had as a kid, you had to empty the pan at the bottom where the ice melted.
Eleanor Preston says the Tully region used to supply ice to other areas of the state.
Ice was cut for a number of years and stored in 6 different ice houses in Tully and were shipped to New York City and various other points for use.
Tully Valley was an ideal place to harvest ice thanks to cold winters and a number of glacial potholes. lakes formed when chunks of a glacier broke off and melted. Back when ice was an industry here in Tully, horse-drawn plows would be used to clear snow off the lake and etch grooves in the ice. But sometimes the ice wasn't thick enough to support the horse.
There were records of horses falling through. And after the horse was brought out, someone had to walk the horse for a period of time so that the horse didn't catch pneumonia. They had to walk them until they dried off. Unfortunately, back in the old days, someone usually had a few spirits around to keep everybody warm, and the walker sometimes wasn't walking quite straight.
Please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Surf Shop on WSCS, classical WSCS.org. the band Hoops with a tune called The Gemini. Before that, a couple of tracks from 2011 by Some Gorgeous Accident. We heard Panorama and also Evergreen Days. We started off with The Fonz of Love and Anarchy and Kisses. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And you wouldn't know it now, but it is classicalwscs.org. And we're exploring indie music here on this edition of The Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. We think we know robins pretty well. Red-breasted birds of spring that tug earthworms from the ground. Perhaps less well known is that, in winter, flocks of American robins spend the night together. Usually, a few dozen to a few hundred birds roost communally in trees or an old barn, or under a bridge. Larger robin roosts can number in the thousands, or even tens of thousands of birds. A remarkable number, until we consider the scene near St. Petersburg, Florida, during the winter of 2007. Observers here counted robins arriving in late afternoon to roost on an island of dense mangrove trees. For 2.5 hours, the stunned census takers watched a steady stream of robins flying overhead, based on the rate of birds passing by per second. A conservative estimate was 720,000 robins. If the average robin weighs 2.7 ounces, that was nearly 61 tons of robins. The previous year, the same roost hosted a mere 42,000 robins. In 2007, it was likely snow and ice to the north and west that pushed these legions of robins to Florida. And we thought we knew robins. You can share this show with a friend when you come to birdnote.org.
Welcome back. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're listening to indie rock, indie pop, and indie folk music. And we're also listening to indie folk, indie pop, and indie rock music.
And the damage just done. Je suis bien en toi. Je reste là. Tes yeux sont suppliants, m'invitent à éviter. De négligemment m'abandonner. Je sais. Aussi les pratiquer, Stéphanie, en échange je promets d'aussi te contenter. À charge de revanche, la nuit sera.
Distance, and I'm trying so hard to delay its permanence. This has happened over you. Drink myself stupid, and I'm feeling pretty stupid.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
then I suppose that it would go. What I know would be wrong when I'm walking with you.
Just as a man,
all those things that we do, and faith grows me love. I'll try to catch up. There's love for the two of us. Sings all the time in your mind and in mine. Everything's again and again. Now this might be enough for me. Feels so good, I want to have almost the always. When I'm walking with you, just as a matter of things that we do, and faith throws me home. I'll try to catch her. There's love for the two of us. Don't get on and on like we do, like we do.
Thank you.
Well, we covered a lot of ground on that set. From a 7-inch EP released on the Matinee record label, we heard four tunes. They're all incredible. Going backwards, that was Sweet William with Briaris. Before that, Uni with You're So Much. Lucksmith's and I've Got It and It's Not Worth Having. And the Ego, a band called Ego with Stephanie. And that's all from a Smile Took Over EP from 1999. We started off with something a little more recent from 2020. The Reds, Pinks, and Purples. And a tune called The Record Player and the Damage Done. And yep, when you've got a record player and you drop the needle, it's all over.
Exploring science and the sea. Killer whales are a bit provincial. They're split into small regional populations that stay on their own. They almost never interact with others. The smallest of these groups is the southern resident population. It's found in the Pacific Northwest. There are so few of the whales that they're listed as an endangered species. The population is split into three smaller groups, known as pods. Each pod consists of several families, which are headed by older females. Each pod has its own range and even its own dialect. All three pods spend most of the year around Washington's Puget Sound, where they gorge on Chinook salmon. During the winter, though, they range far afield. Whales have been tracked as far north as Alaska and as far south as Central California, up to thousands of miles in a single season. The total population of southern residents has never been big. Estimates say there probably were a couple of hundred of them in the 19th century. But whaling, plus capture for marine parks, drastically reduced the numbers. New protection policies produced a rebound, but it didn't last. In recent years, the number of whales has remained in the mid-70s. There have been few new births, and there are more newborn males than females, which makes it harder to rebuild the population. To add to their woes, the number of salmon has gone down, while pollution and boat noise have gone up, increasing the pressure on this isolated group of killer whales. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another singing through the wire, and I hear you through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. You know I need a small bay. Thank you.
Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Ginger Root, bringing us to the end of this broadcast. That was Ooh Child, and before that, the Wichita Lineman. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org, and archived at radioforall.net. Thank you for listening, and wishing you many blessings.